Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good to be here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God has been so, what I call, multitudinously good. And we praise him and glorify him. And thank you so much, Dr. Hagen, for this wonderful introduction. And for all of you who are coming to us by phone, and we just thank you for taking time out for the Lord. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. I come to you as a lamb, coming to all you shepherds and shepherdess and people of greatness. I know that we have phenomenal, great people on this line, and I do humble myself before the Lord, and I humble myself before you. God bless all of you. Wonderful day. Thank God for all of you coming from different denominations. We're coming together like never before. The enemy for eras has kept God's people from working together and from participating in his work and his purpose together. But the people of God now are saying, I'm not going to allow the enemy to be victorious any longer. We're working together, and together we stand, divided we fall. See, the enemy has been trying his best to keep us falling, because we are not working together. But thank God we're coming together. Two things we can agree on. We may not agree on theology. We may not agree on all ism, but we do agree that God is the only true and living God, and we can pray to him together, and we can worship him together, because we believe that he deserves praise. So thank God for all of you who are coming together. I want to invite you September the 17th here to Kansas City. We're having a sacrificial night for the Lord. It's kind of like a friends and family night for God. Friends and family night for God. Amen. And I want to invite you to bring your family, come from everywhere. Amen. And I'll be giving you a reservation number. That's all we need. That costs. But we're just inviting you to make a sacrifice for God. God convicted my heart not too long ago, and he said, son, he said, people have put so many priorities above me. In fact, everything is above me and at the bottom of the list. They put, you know, their brother gets sick, that's a priority. Their sister gets sick, that's a priority. And that is a priority. But it's not more important than God is. They put their job above me. They put running with their homies on Friday night, Saturday night above me. They put their money above me. They put their friends above me. They put their house above me. They put their car above me. They put everything above me. And then I'm at the bottom of this. They'll pay their bills more important than I am. Just everything is more important than me. And he said, the reason why I'm grieved is because I'm the one who gave them everything they got. I could have shut up their mama's womb and they wouldn't have had their brother. I could have shut up their mama's womb and they wouldn't have had their sister. I'm the one who opened up, allowed it to open, and their brother was born. He said, I could have closed up the womb and they wouldn't have been born. They wouldn't have been here. He said, I gave them and blessed them to get that car. I blessed them to get that house. I'm the one who blessed them to have good health. And if they are sick, I'm the one who heals. I'm the one who's been there for them day and night. They call me 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. They call me 6 a.m. in the morning. And yet, everything is on a priority list above me. And I'm the one who does it all. And I'm grieved. He said the devil can speak to them, and they'll obey him in a minute. Devil say, do this, and they go do that. Devil say, do this, they'll do that. And when I speak to them, they'll say, wait a minute, wait, just a minute. Oh, I don't know about that. He said, it grieves me that I've done everything for them. Everything for them. Then he said to me, I want you to call them and see if they'll come. He said, ask them to come on September the 17th. They're going to have all kind of excuses.
Good morning.
He said they're going to have all kind of excuses because everything is above me on their list. He said, but ask them if they'll come. I have a sacrificial night for me. And I said, yes, Lord. He said, you're right in the center of the country. They can drive in from everywhere one night, September the 17th, Thursday night. And so I'm just obeying the Lord. Do what you want to do. Just when I go to him, I just want to be able to say, I did what you said, Lord. I told him. Amen. And if you want to come, just come in that night. And if you want to spend the night, we have a hotel for you. The Drury Inn, right off of, I believe it's Overland Park, Drury Inn, D-R-U-R-Y, Drury Inn, and they have a good rate there. I don't know if we can get information on that today, but hopefully the show will have information on it tomorrow. If we have information on it today, jump in there and give us information.
Good morning, Pastor, Chief Ambassador. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It is the Drury Inn, and it's off of Metcalf Avenue in Overland Park. I'm driving, so I do not have the number handy right now, but I will have that number tomorrow. Just tell them that you want the first group rate. That rate is $94 per night, breakfast, and an evening social. That's at the Drury Inn over on Metcalf Avenue, right next to Pear Tree Inn, Overland Park, Kansas.
Overland Park, Kansas. Thank you. And if you want to stay over to Sunday, we would be happy to have you for Sunday morning service. And we certainly would extend our hospitality to you. And but it's going to be Thursday night. Go ahead.
If I may also say, we're going to ask if you all could try to call tomorrow, today, or tomorrow if you want to Google the number, but I will have the phone number ready for you tomorrow. There's a mention in town and rooms everywhere up Lockdown. That's the only place I can get at the lowest negotiable rate. That's supposed to be tax exempt. So just let them know you want a room in the first group room block. If you call today or tomorrow, they ask us to have the room picked up by the second. So please, please get on the phone call, make your reservation. Your room, your card will not be in until you actually check in. God bless you.
All right. I preached a sermon call on the line the other day just one time. Man, we're going to grow up and just be one-time people. All right. So we're giving you information. The hotel is a Drury Inn in Overland Park, Kansas. We hold it for you until tomorrow. Amen. Make your reservation. I've been telling you about the state quite a while. So, excited to come. Call in and make your reservation. And God bless you. Also, I want to say this, and then we're going to pray. And I want to say that tonight I'm doing training for all those who are ambassadors elect as well as ambassadors. If you desire to be, we had a few people on last time who were not ambassador-elect, but they desire to be. And now we've got them slated to become ambassador-elect. And but if you desire to be, come on the line and receive the training. Now, I want to say to those who are ambassadors, I preached a sermon. I'm saying it again just one time. Won't you on the line tonight? Your absence, unless you called us, it's something to us. It seems to say to us that you're not interested. And so we'll be moving on. All right, God bless you. If you are an ambassador-elect and you know a person who should be on the line and not receive the training, why don't you do them a favor and call them and say, yeah, training is the clock. Call the same number and we'll be giving instructions about becoming an ambassador-elect as well as ambassador. You know, the Lord will bless you if you receive the blessing. not willing to receive the blessing and the blessing of passion. There was a man in prison, and the governor pardoned him from prison, and he was a black Muslim. And he said, "Who pardoned me?" And they said, "Governor so-and-so." He said, "Ain't that white governor?" He said, "Yeah, that's a white governor." He said, "I don't want it. I ain't taking nothing from no white man." And they went back and told the governor, "Governor, everybody else received your pardon except the black Muslim in prison there. He didn't want it. What do we do? You pardon him." And the governor said, "A pardon is not a pardon unless the person who is willing to receive the pardon will receive it. And if he won't receive it, take the pardon back." And so God offers blessings to people, and people wonder why they have not received it. You didn't receive it. You refused it. And the blessing was put right there for you. So if you don't want to receive the blessing, then God will say, take it back. I'm putting it out there for you. Ambassador Elect Training is tonight at 7 p.m., and the blessing is on the table for you. God bless you. That's our word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you're doing and have done. We try to hear your voice and try to obey you. Forgive us for everything that we've said and done that is not according to what you issued to me. We just love you and we praise you. We ask that the Holy Ghost would take over the line, bind the enemy, bind all kinds of demons everywhere. Sickness demons who come to afflict the bodies of the people, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Jealous demons who don't want people to go up and have a crab mentality, we bind those demons. God, poverty demons who don't want the people to be financially blessed, don't want God's blessings to come to them, even though the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the just, we bind those demons in the name of Jesus, not through any power that we have, but in the name of Jesus, we bind those demons. Oh God, we bind every demon that is coming to suppress the people. We bind every demon who's come to push them down. We ask, Lord, that you build them up in Jesus' name. And persons who don't want to give you praise, God, we ask that you bind that devil that's trying to bind them from praising you. For you even created man and woman that we might be praise weapons for you, that we might give you honor and praise. And we love you and we thank you for everything. Now heal the sick who are on this line. Those who have problems, solve their problems. Fix it, Lord. Fix it for them. Raise them up in Jesus' name to where they belong. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, God. We ask that you bless. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for the people that they don't have room to receive. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless that son. Bless that daughter. Bless their facilities. Bless them on the job. Bless them to have great jobs, making great money, to do more kingdom work, Lord. We pray that you bless their bank account. Get it out of the negative and put it in the black. In Jesus' name, bless their investments. In Jesus' name, even when they're traveling, bless them in their cars. Bless that car. Bless that truck. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Bless their son. Bless their granddaughter. Bless their grandson. And circumference them with your blessings, I pray. Now, thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My God. And good morning to y'all again. We speak to you just wanting you to know that we love you. We praise God for you. Do y'all have time? Are y'all awake enough to speak to the Lord? As he comes, if he's in your room, you ought to speak to him because he is real, the Spirit. Amen, but he's real. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Glory, glory, glory. Let's praise him now. Open that mouth and give him, because the mouth created the praise. And go open your mouth and let's praise him.
Yes,
with
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, please check.
God bless. Yes, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We honor our chief ambassador. We honor Anand. Hallelujah. First Lady of the Sign Ambassador Betty. Hallelujah. Mother Adley Johnson, Ambassador in Honor. All of the ambassadors, the ambassadors elect, to all the bishops, to everybody in your respectful office, to all of the corporate head and leaders, to all of the engineers that are working behind this project, the owners of this great platform. We just greet everybody in the name of the Lord. We're excited about being here today, and we are broadcasting live from nparadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached by calling into the studio 347-934-0207. We're being heard literally all over the world, more than 194 countries, over 100 million listeners. The stats are continually going up, up, up on a daily basis. The stats went up so high on last week until we had a few technical issues, but the engineers sent us all a memo to, you know, in other words, don't panic. They were working on the situation, and it would be corrected shortly. We thank God, amen, for what God is doing. And we want to thank God for our chief and national ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message out. May God forever bless you, sir. Continue to do what you do. We so appreciate you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Let me read this. This is Psalm 37, and starting at the third verse, Psalm 37. I want to talk about trust, trust, trust. I want the saints of God. The Bible says in the last day he reveals his secrets to his people, his prophets and his people. Trust, trust. It says in Psalm 37, this is to you all there in India, Africa, Asia, and all the other that I'm not naming. will be fed. All right, somebody's moving around the phone. We gave instructions. If you would, put your phone on star 6, mute your line. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And then next verse, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Then let me read more, one more verse. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Talk about trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. I don't know who on this line trust in the Lord. I want you to tell me what that scripture, those scriptures mean to you. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. All right, I'm putting it out there for you. Amen. Grab it and tell us what that means in your heart. Nobody's wrong. Amen. Just talk about Jesus. You're right. All right. All right. The line is open to you. Trust in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to my chief ambassador.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a blessed morning this morning. Praise the Lord. I feel really encouraged in the Lord. I greet you this morning, and to Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the saints of God, ambassadors, and everyone in their own rights as a leader. Amen. I'm blessed this morning. I feel real good in my soul, and this is a good scripture. Anything that has trust in it, amen, should really strike right in your spirit and right in your heart, because we have to trust in the Lord. Amen. Even when we're not trusting, we don't realize trust is there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Amen. Been trusting in the Lord all my life, but the older I grow and the older I get and more matured, the more I know that I put my trust in the Lord. Just a little short a praise report in my trust. Amen. 4 years ago on this day, amen, I was laying in the hospital, amen, in Madison, Wisconsin, big hospital that all they do is kidney transplants. Amen. And I was laying there and just saying, what did I put myself into? Amen. When I yield to the Spirit to give my husband a kidney. But all I heard was trust in the Lord. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I trusted in the Lord, and the results of that, I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I never been sick. My husband doing well. He just had eye operation the other day, trusting in the Lord. He even stood on his feet yesterday and say, I have to trust in the Lord with my health, with my life. Amen. He said, if you do good, this scripture that we're looking at right now, he said, if you do good, trust in the Lord and do good. Amen. I ministered in my own house on yesterday. Amen. This always have a condition. You got to do good. Amen. And say, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Amen. That's all almost going to the scripture that I've been young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And this talking about the righteous to do good. Now, it's seed, begging bread, you'll be fed, and not just only in food. I believe in everything in the Word of God, like we are being ministered to every day by our chief ambassador and through others. It was so amazing, Chief Ambassador, that you said that you wanted some ministry on the line this weekend. I tell you, that was all in my spirit. I have the residue from yesterday, last week, from that shut in. The residue is still there, and all we got to do is just pick it up right back in the spirit. I thank God for the leading of the Holy Ghost to say, delight thyself also in the Lord. Amen. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that the one that we are at Chief?
Yes. You on it.
And we got to delight ourselves. The light is no more than what we do when we come together with one another, and then we delight ourselves before the Lord in our own secret prayer. Amen. Praise our own time daily, all during the day. We delight thyself. It say also, in other words, also mean after I'm giving you all these blessings, delight thyself also in the Lord. Just don't take them and take it for granted. Delight yourself in the Lord. Tell him thank you like you give us that opportunity to say thank you. I was just closing out my August thank you, Jesus. I have a calendar full of thank you, Jesus, for the month of August, and I tallied them during the month, and that's just what I did in my spirit. I cannot even tell you how many thank you, Jesus, I say all during the day. Amen. On the blog, amen. Praise the Lord. And when I just think about the Lord, that's the light of myself. And he say, he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. You know, I'm just grateful for the Lord just letting me live. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just grateful. Amen. Because he'll give you the desires of your heart. They just come. Amen. And sometimes you look around and say, oh, God done bless me right here. And I forgot all about that I asked him for. I'm just grateful, amen, just to be blessed to that the Lord has left these words down here that we can, his Holy Spirit, that we can delight ourselves in the Lord. I'm just full this morning. I don't want to go any further, amen, to give someone else a chance to minister, but I thank God for this opportunity to know that I will trust in the Lord, amen, with all my heart. I don't know about nobody else, but the little heart that I got, I'm trusting in the Lord with all. That's all that I got, and that's enough for me. It's just to trust in the Lord with all my heart and to not even lean to my own understanding, but just to know that, amen, that the Lord is there for me, and I thank him for it. I'm depending on him every day of my life, and do good, amen, do good, amen, to one another. Do good in the spirit of the Lord. If the man of God asks us to come, amen, come. But if we can't come, God won't throw us in hell. But don't come because you're just selfish. Amen. Do good. Support the vision. Support the visionary. Support what you're in. Amen. I wouldn't be in nothing that I wouldn't support it wholeheartedly. May not be perfect, but I support this ministry, First Fruit Prayer Line. Do good to one another. And he says, so shall thou dwell in the land. Dwell in the land doing good. Don't dwell in the land being a burden to the people, to anybody, and being a burden to the Lord. Although the Lord don't take us as a burden, but when you look at it, you're a burden. If all you're coming to is just give me, give me, give me. Lord, come to him thanking him early in the morning. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you on today. I pray that I've said something that has enlightened in the scripture on today. Be blessed.
One and only, amen, Master. Now,
afraid to even do wrong. Afraid to even do something outside of his love, because there's a knowledge knowing that God is faithful, he's true, he is true to his word. When we trust him, we trust that he will do what he said he will do. He will come through. If he says he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you. If he says he's going to help us, he's going to help us. He says, I will be there in trouble. When trouble comes, no need to panic. He's going to be there. He will show up. He may not show up in our time, but he's going to show up in his time, which will always be the right time. And somebody said it best, that oftentimes it's in the midst of the pressing. It's in the midst of the pushing. It's in the midst of the dryness. It's in the midst of the trouble where we see God the most. But oftentimes when things are going good, he's there too. But oftentimes we're not focused on him then. But oh, we clear our focus and we see him when we're going through some things. And those are the times when we really need to trust him. But we really need to trust him always. We're going to trust him. We're going to do good. And when we do good, we can always stay in the shadow of his love, in the shadow of his will. Turn to the Lord and do good. He will. He will take care of us. He will bless you. He will give you the desires of your heart. When we have our confidence in him, knowing that he is faithful. He is a faithful God. We serve a faithful God. And I thank God for you. Thank God for you giving me this space. And all of you, the Lord's children, I love you. Another shout out to the great saintly mother, Mother Johnson, all of you, the Lord's people. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Williams. You know, you said something. I don't even know if you realize what you said there was so strong. You said it right in the word. It has to do with comfort. You put a little accent on it. And when you said comfort, it jumped out right at me. And that trust in the Lord has to do with confiding. Yeah, in him. Trusting him, confiding. And that's what it jumped out at me. You were right there too, confiding in him. In other words, you can tell him everything and not worry about him telling anybody.
There you go.
You can take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. You can confide in him about your sickness, about your health, the money that you need. You confide in him about every embarrassing thing that would embarrass you, and you tell him everything, you know, and he'll never tell anybody. My God. He's the one that we trust. He's the one that we can confide in. You got friends, and you say, I don't want you to tell nobody. And before you know it, all your business is all over. But you can tell Jesus, and he won't tell nobody. And before you know it, he'll fix this for you. And won't nobody know what happened. It's just fixed because you confide in him. Thank you, Pastor Williams, for that. I appreciate it so very, very, very much. We can take maybe one more. Anybody else? We're jumping there on the mail right at the end of that. You can jump in there. Come on. Anybody else?
Yes, the Lord, Ambassador. This is Ambassador.
Trusted in the Lord, glory, and do good, and so shall thou be fed in the land. When I think of that, on the summits, when he was writing that, I'm going to just bypass the history and talk about the word trusting. When everything else has failed, when money has failed, people have dropped you, glory to God, you have to trust in God. And just to lean on a application here, I'm looking even at Paul. When I think about when Paul also teaches us to trust God, when all things will work together for our good, when we don't know the end results, he tells us to trust God. Also, when I look in the Word of God, when he says, I am crucified with Christ, let us know that we're going to have to go through some things here, and you still have to trust God, and you still have to do good, because the Bible lets us know that vengeance is the Lord, and sometimes we will try to avenge oppositions and our adversaries, but God said, trust in him and do good. I'm going to see you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to walk you through the valley. I'm going to be with you, not to fret yourself because of evil doers. I'm going to be with you. Trust me. When the doctors give you a report that you know, oh my God, that nobody can do this but God, but his child was wounded for your transgressions. Trust him. Trust him when you can't trust him, when you can't touch him or you can't trace him. Trust him with your children when they get locked up and you're worried about the things that you shouldn't do for them. Glory to God. The things that when they won't obey you, God will put them in an incubator of a prison for them to learn how to trust God. He'll put them in a program. He'll send a saint up in there and tell them what thus says the Lord. But you have to trust God. Even when your money is low, when he said, I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Trust God when he said, there is a call to come. got somebody backing you up, and when you know that when you are not by yourself, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm not by myself this morning, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, bless the holy name of God. Hallelujah, I'll be with you. Amen. God bless you, Chief. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. And so shall thou be.
My God, my
God. Bless you. Thank you.
Glory. Shout out on day. My God, thank you so much, and all the fire, all of you wonderful, wonderful speakers, in their own personalities, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, brought this out. Trust in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged to trust in the Lord for the more. Amen. We got a little time here, and I know some of you have some issues that you need prayed for. Now, let's see if the Holy Ghost can hit it. Pastor Williams, are you still there? I want you to pray us out. You there?
I am, Dr. Johnson. I am.
You have time to pray us out here?
Amen. I do.
Amen. I just believe that the Holy Ghost is going to lead you to the things that people are dealing with. They haven't made the prayer request, but God knows. And the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he will lead. Why don't you take us out for prayer this morning? Just take your time. Take us
out. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I will pray, Dr. Johnson. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, glorious Father, for all that you've done and all that you're doing even right now and how you're making this time possible, how you're blessing your little ones. Father, I thank you right now for, hallelujah, Dr. Johnson and all those that are standing with him. I thank you for his prayer covenant. I thank you for his prayer partners. I thank you for all those that are praying for him and with him. I thank you for his vision. I thank you, Father, for the things that you placed in his heart. You placed them there in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for that. I thank you because you placed it in his heart to bring you billions of praises. And, Father, to do so is to take millions of people and millions of people to bring you billions of praise and even trillions of praise. And we give you praise for that. And, Father, we come against the enemy that would hinder the vision in the name of Jesus. Anything that would come to hinder the vision, to hinder the work of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, for we have not done like Reuben. We have not done like Jacob's son, who sold their seer, who sold their dreamer into Egypt in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're not going to sell our dream. We're not going to sell our vision. We're not going to sell it into Egypt in the name of Jesus. For the place where you blessed us, you have given us sufficient for the place. Oh, Shadayaka. You have given us the things that is needed for the place where we are, the place of blessings. Is right where we're standing in the name of Jesus. Your word declared, Father, that Abraham was in the place of blessing, and they sojourned in the place of blessing, not realizing the blessing in the name of Jesus. And the sons of Jacob sold the seer that was provided in the place of the blessing, and sold it into Egypt, and Egypt benefited from the blessing. And when it was time for drought, hallelujah. Your people, God, had to go to Egypt because undermined the blessing that you've given them. Father, help us not to undermine the blessing that you've already given to us. You've already given to us the blessing. You've already given us the way out. You've already given us the miracle. You've already healed us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And help us to receive it. Hallelujah. You said it's done by faith. You said it, Lord. It's in your word. It is done by faith. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. You've given us that. But while we're looking for that, we're distracted from the healing that you provided with us today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise for this man of God. First of all, Father, first and foremost, because the vision shall not die. The vision shall not die. The vision shall not die. Awaken the vision. Awaken the vision that is in his heart.
Yes, Lord.
Awaken
yes.
the vision that is in his mind. Awaken the vision that he may run with it, that he may run with his all that already written. That vision that is written, God, let him run with it.
bring it to fruition in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For it is for a set time. It is for a set time, for a set people. Oh, glory to God. And help the people that stand with him. Undermine the vision. Help them, God, to stand with the vision. Oh, glory to God. And the visionaire. Hallelujah. To do the things that you said that you will do. You're the one that will perfect it. You're the one that will do it. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And if you've given him the vision, he shall not see death until the thing that you have promised to him come to fruition. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, God, he shall not walk in fear. He shall not walk in fear of his life. In the name of Jesus. But he shall walk in health, in good health. In Jesus' name. And we give you praise for that. We give you praise for all those that are standing with him. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. All the ambassadors and all those, God, who are standing with him and made a vow that, Lord, I will stand with him. I will stand with him and I will support his vision. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, I pray now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I pray healing over their lives. I pray healing over their lives. Everyone that stood with him and said that I will stand with him, I pray for divine healing over their lives now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and it is so. Satan, you're a liar. The blood of Jesus is for the mouth of the Lord has spoken in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and I cast you into a dry place because you know you're a liar. You've come to manipulate. You've come to lie. You've come to influence in a negative and an ungodly way. Hallelujah. The Lord has already healed thee. Heal them to stand with him in the name of Jesus, to bring forth the fullness of the vision in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank you for Mother Johnson's health. I thank you, God, for the lamp, the light of this line in the name of Jesus, the light and the lamp and the light of this line. I thank you for her. And I pray, God, your joyous blessings upon her, that you will continue to move in her in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And she will continue to speak forth, hallelujah, the wisdom word that you placed in her bosom in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Strengthen her